This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You know who's up after the first break, right? Mr. Corey Duncan. That's right. I'm Mad Black Man. A mad black conservative man from Texas will join us. He's got to get that right so I can get it right. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. God, man, so much going on. You want to head up to the website? Look at support the show. Seriously, you know what? You want me to stay on the air in your area? I like the way that sounded. Anyway, always looking for help, whether it's by the book, by the coffee cup. Become part of the team, my politically incorrect posse. You find that up on the website. It says Patreon on it. It'll take you to a special secret little club area where you can sign up. And for a cup of a, well, if you drink coffee at the expensive place, it's one cup of coffee. If you go to the place I go to, it's like six cups of coffee before you get to enough to contribute a few bucks a month to the show. So I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. There's a lot going on in the news today that I want to get through. A lot, you know, I love this. I'm watching Main Street. You know, there was a major announcement today. We'll do more on it later. But apparently the mainstream media can't figure out whether peace in North Korea or a porn star in Trump are the most important things.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right. Maybe the porn star. I don't know. Yeah, you know, I'm not into that kind of stuff. So, but you had the South Korean security minister, for all intents and purposes, come out today and say, now, I tried to record it. Did the best I could. And I think, you know what? We'll do the best we can. Bear with me. Let's hear this thing.
Good evening. Today, I have the privilege of meeting President Trump on my recent visit to Trump.
I could translate. And because of the volume, not because of his accent. He said that he had the pleasure of being with President Trump today. To be able to report on his visit to North Korea.
I'd like to thank President Trump for Vice President and his wonderful national security team.
I thought all our relationships overseas were terrible, were working, were just disgusting. But he wants to thank President Trump and his wonderful security team.
Including my close friend, General McMaster. I thank President Trump that his leadership and his national special policy.
He wants to thank President Trump for his leadership. Now, you know, you just heard about 200 Dems fall over. And for his maximum pressure policy. Not like President Obama's maximum sit and wait policy. Back off the line after you draw it policy. No, they actually thanked him for the maximum pressure policy.
Together with international solidarity.
And think about it, because it wasn't just the pressure. President Trump had to pull together China, Russia, and a few others to get them in line with putting pressure, some kind of pressure, on North Korea.
I express President Moon Jae-in's personal gratitude for President Trump's leadership.
Yeah, a lot of fortitude. Think about the pressure Trump got the same pressure, if not more, than President Reagan got when he told Gorbachev to tear down the wall. The Dems went nuts then. Remember, it was cowboy politics. That was it. Yeah, you know what? I will take the cowboy politics before I take the run to the safe room, curl up into a fetal position, and pat the fuzzy thing process.
President Trump is now meeting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, that he is committed to denuclearization.
So now we have the North Korean president who's committed to denuclearization. He's committed to meeting with President Trump. My God. Can you imagine? How are they going to spin this? Anybody got an idea how they're going to spin this? I know how they're going to spin it. Porn star Stormy Daniels sees Donald Trump. That's how they're going to spin it.
Pledge that North Korea will refrain from any further nuclear or missile tests. He understands that the routine joint military exercise between the Republic of Korea and the United States must continue.
And so Rocket Man has decided not only is he willing to back down, Now, this might all be a lie, all right? So don't say, oh, I'm seeing you fall for it. No, it might be all be a lie for all we know, right? But I'll tell you what it is. The guy has openly said he'll denuclearize, he'll meet with the president. He understands that South Korea and America must continue on with the military exercises. Notice here, we've given up nothing. Do we give up anything? Can anybody find something that we gave up yet? I say yet because I don't know how the deal goes. There's been no money paid. No planes are flying in filled with money from other nations. Right? Nothing.
And he expressed his eagerness to meet President Trump as soon as possible. President Trump appreciated the trip.
Yeah, he wants to meet with President Trump as soon as possible because the bank account is below zero.
And said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization. The Republic of Korea, along with the United States, Japan, and our many partners.
So now we've got all these countries coming on board. Isn't that wonderful? Corey Duncan joins us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back.
We are nuts.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, I got to tell you, I always have fun when Corey comes out with me. However, tonight, I get some balance because I got something else that will help me handle him this evening. Corey Duncan joins me, our mad black conservative from Texas, actually from all over the place at this point, anyhow. And then Anna joins me, joins me. Boy, that was tough.
I almost
chewed on my tongue on that one. And you guys been doing, like, daily videos, right?
Oh, first of all, thank you for
for having me and Peter. I appreciate that. You know, I like to say hello to everyone in the chat room and all of the all of our supporters.
Okay. That's it?
And yes, we have been doing them daily because we put together this little grassroots movement that you also are a part of, and I appreciate all of the support. You know, as I always like to say, Joe is my mentor, and he was the one that gave me my first shot, and I'll never forget it. Joe and Tammy are the best, and I thank you for giving me your knowledge that you've given me, and actually it's worked out to some degree, and I don't have to pay you for anything, and you don't have to pay me.
Well, let me tell you what. The check I sent you ain't going to clear either, so we're kind of in the same boat. It's going to work out really well.
Well, you know what? The one you wrote had written for me is still bouncing across the United States. So anyone that's in law enforcement, let me give you his address.
Oh, so listen, I don't know if you were able to keep up because shortly before you came on the air, it seems like that little fat Asian guy decided, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. And President Trump, his pressure, right, the ongoing pressure, the guy went, okay, I've had it. I'm done with this. How do we fix this? Were you surprised?
Well, as I said on our show earlier, Corey Anna's show, I would caution this. You know, I think what it is that a lot of the sanctions against them really pretty basically put them under. You can be as self-sufficient as you want to as a leader of a country, but when sanctions start to kick in, you will feel the bite of it. And not only that, even with the military pressure, but I still would be cautious about this because how do you go from testing ICBMs to this and that? Because I really think if this is really what he feels in his heart, it's because of China. And China is the one that turns North Korea screws. So, you know, I really think that's, I mean, basically, to my degree, in my experience as an ex-military person, I would say caution before we all start jumping up and down or whatever, because this man has been known, just like Iran or whatever, to take and do things. He going to do things or whatever like this. But I think, really, with Iran, that was a different story. They're more self-sufficient, and they had Russia pretty much backing them. But North Korea basically is like the out-of-control little brother, and then one big brother put their hands on them and say, hey, all right, that's enough. I think China has a lot to do with this.
Well, I agree with you, but the difference with Iran and what went down is we had little Mr. Oblamo was in office at that time, and he wasn't going to hold their feet to the fire or anything. We all know that.
Right.
You know?
Right. Absolutely. But see, we got a president now that actually knows and doesn't care about, being politically correct, or not only that, not just being about not being politically correct. He's putting America first, and that's what we need. We continue to need to support our President Trump. The President Trump is on the ball, especially about world affairs and making America first instead of making it fifth or sixth or whatever. So, you know.
I agree with you. But, you know, think about what's been going down. Oh, by the way, I saw this story, and I got to bring it up, is Baltimore now is paying to help support illegal aliens. I mean, so much for the people that live there. Let's help the ones that don't belong, huh?
Well, let me tell you this. This is Baltimore Bashing Time, sponsored by your friend, Corey Duncan. And you know, here we go again. You can spend $220,000 on attorneys to fight for illegals. Are you serious? And remember that $220,000 is coming out of the taxpayers' money. It's coming out of the tax, coming out of their pocket. But because of political pressure and the race card, no, we're not going to do that. Not only that, I'll go one better. How is it that the fact that you can take and rent motor coaches and school buses to have children walk out of school to a protest about what happened in Parkland, the massacre in Parkland, but you can't take and put heating and cooling units in the school? You know, Captain Pugh is the, I thought Stephanie Rollins' fate was was bad when all the Freddie Gray riots happened. But this one is even worse. And, I mean, she is just the most ugly. I mean, but yeah, have you ever noticed how all of these liberals, they're not beautiful like this young lady right here to my right. But they're all ugly. All of the women, even the black ones, look just like George Soros. And that's not stand-up. That's actual fact figures. I'm sorry.
All right. No, no. Hey, look, I can't even argue with you. I've seen the pictures. They always look mad. They always look like they've just been into like you took a lemon peel and you wrapped the lemon peel around an onion and you told them to bite into it. That's the thing, right?
I go worse than that. It smells just like an Iraqi dog that put something in a boot 15 years ago and then they took it out and they used it for, you know, to wipe their face with. And all of them look like, you ever went into a shoe store and you put on a pair of shoes that's too, you know what, tight? That's how they act. And you know what? All of them got the most nastiest looks on their face. And, you know, Captain P, no, God bless her, she needs to get a, you know, fat on her hair and stop looking like a Sunday morning drunk from Saturday night.
Oh, God. We're going to, you know, send your cards and letters to. You got to get me killed. So, listen, what do you think? Now, when the announcement was made about North Korea, I quickly started going around. I just had to. I couldn't control myself. So I went to CNN. I went to MSNBC. I went to all those stations. And do you know what they were talking about? They were saying that President Trump may have had a consensual sexual activity with a porn star. Oh, my God. You have to stop. Time to impeach. We got to go for a break, though, first. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Anna Maga, Corey Duncan will be with us after the break. I've duct taped them to the chairs, and they're in a secret room somewhere. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
And you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website because I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to be afraid of and hate and all that other stuff over the years. You find out it's just a bunch of loons telling you. And the thing I always found interesting was every one of those labels is a label that the left gives me because of what I believe and who I am. Yet they always say what? Everybody together. We don't use labels. I always say, these guys couldn't find the truth. If you put it in a bag, you mark the truth, and you handed it to them, they still wouldn't have a clue. Anyway, we're going to have some fun, all right? Because I am thoroughly confused at this point in time. I've got Corey Duncan, our mad black conservative man from Texas, and Anna Maga's on with me. Now, if you can see, if you can watch what's happening here, they obviously are on the wrong show. And here's what I'll prove it. Because you have a Hispanic woman and a black man who say they like Trump. So this is either a Saturday Night Live skit or they've smoked way too much crack, right? Because, what?
No, Joe. You...
Trump has no... Don't you listen to MSNBC. Trump has no black or Latina supporters. That means you're lying. Can I take a breath?
You're absolutely right, Joe.
I wrecked him, didn't I?
What you're looking at the screen is right.
Go ahead, Anna. You take
it. Let me even make it better for you. It's an immigrant Latina.
Wow.
A black man. Completely Trump supporters.
I have something to add to this.
Uh-oh.
It's very few times, and many people that know me, no, it's very few times in a lifetime that I've been outspoken about things, but very few times have I been silenced. That silenced me. That was, you caught me off guard with that joke. But I'm here to tell you, he got 26% of the black vote. I was one of those 26%. I don't know how many of the Latino vote, but guess what?
I was one.
At the end of the day, we are all Americans. And we're all proud. We're proud minority Americans.
Yes.
And Joe didn't pay us. And Joe didn't pay Hannah. So guess what? The thing of it is the fact that I'm so glad. I'm so overjoyed that you brought that up because that is so true. Because you know what? That was the one great thing that you really hit on right now is the fact that it is. I'm black and she's Latino. And the thing of it is, you know, We love our president.
Yes.
We love God. We love country. And yes. We love our family.
Amen.
So I guess probably I lost my black man card to the ghetto, which I don't care anyway. You can keep the crap.
Yeah. And you know, I lost mine some time ago, Joe, when the Huffington Post called me a white Latin racist, essentially. So if that exists, they literally put me on the front cover saying that in Miami there are white Latin supremacists like me. So you go figure that.
Well,
you know,
it's a hate line, though. It's that constant hate line. We hate kids. Yeah, we hate clean air. We hate clean water. We hate Latinos. We hate women. We hate black men. We just, don't you understand that us Republicans are just haters? God.
But then again, the left is always claiming love trumps hate, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the hate is only coming from the left.
Yeah. Haven't seen any love yet.
But who's the racist? That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, you don't hear us. You know, don't, because you know why? Because I say things about the way, I'm not saying trying to sit up and judge anyone, but because we believe a man should be with a woman, and I don't want transgender people in the same bathroom with my young daughter or my young son, then, you know, that's when yeah. It comes in that we're racist,
right,
or we're this or that. So, you know, the thing of it is real simple, is the fact that it's not about being homophobic or whatever like that, but if you flip it, who's racist?
Yep.
I mean, you know,
we're not allowed on their side. No. You know, they can't stand any. Look at the conservative women that are in the White House that are examples. Look at someone like Kellyanne, that is the first campaign manager that's a female that has actually achieved the men to become president. They don't speak about that. There's no women's rights there. But, they don't care.
But you hear people like Charles Barkley, and you hear these other people. And Charles Barkley, and you know what I'm getting ready to go ahead, Joe, because I already hit you giggling.
No, go ahead. Go for it.
Charles Barkley has the nerve to sit up and chastise and say about, I don't like Trump, I don't like Trump or this or this, or that, Shaq, and all the rest of these, and LeBron. But Charles' memory, just like Kobe's memory at the Oscars, that's a little vague. Remember Kobe? Remember Vail, Colorado, where you almost went to jail? How about Charles?
Well, wait a minute. Some people don't know Kobe was given an award for what? Lifetime achievement or something?
Right. And my thing is, how do you talk about women's rights when you almost went to jail on that? And Charles Barkley has the nerve to sit up and talk about anyone, and he has a white wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting to me how you can sit up and talk about race relations, and you want to sit up and trash. You know, Tony, a lot of these people don't understand is the fact that you, when you do things on this screen or whatever, or you are being taped, people can play things like that back and say, "Hey, you didn't, you're a hypocrite."
You know what? And I don't hide anything. I put it. I'm like horse manure on a ranch. I am all over the place. You can find me just about anywhere. I don't. You know, we're the ones that don't hide things. I think that's hilarious.
That's
and
right.
By the way, if you're looking for your Obama fix, because I know some of you out there are like jonesing for Obama, he's in talks right now to provide shows for Netflix. I wonder how those would
be. Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Go away. Can he just go away?
No, he can't. He's like Hillary. They're trying to come out of the woods.
He's a male narcissist, and she's a female narcissist.
I think he's like a bad rash. He just keeps coming back. Never really goes away. He kind of hides under the surface. You know,
he's a person who likes to be the fire starter. He starts a fire and then he runs away. He is the essence and the reason of why things are the way they are in this country. No God, no patriotism, and then you wonder why you get these things like these school shootings and people that just acting irrational about things or whatever. There is no logic. We all know to the liberals that there are no logic in none of their messages. That especially when us conservatives take and we come to the fight. Well, you know, we come to the fight with the facts and everything. And then when you start talking about the fact that they want to attack us personally or attack us about something personal, that's when you know a person has no facts. And they don't know what the H, you know, what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Because when you deal with the facts, it is what it is.
Oh, I had somebody walk out of the studio one day because there were too many facts for them, but that's a story for another day. I'll go to Anna. You've been talking too much. So, Anna, you talk about community involvement, right? I mean, you haven't always been political. You haven't always been involved in the process. What happened? Why did you get involved?
So, Joe, you're right. You know, in my teens and my early 20s, I was not involved at all. It was just, you know, regular life for me. But in 2006, my first nephew was born. And that's when, you know, I'm okay to say that God placed in my heart a little bit of what this country should be or should have been at that time and where we were at that moment. And watching my nephews grow up, it was a question in my mind. What am I inheriting to these kids? What am I leaving for these kids as an aunt, as an American, as someone that loves them? And that's how the movement started, and that's how I started getting involved. But of course, you know, we got more involved when the Obamas came along and you saw everything that they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
But essentially, Joe, it was because my question in my mind always was, what are we leaving to future generations?
Good for you.
And if the answer is nothing good, then how can I be an agent of change for that?
You're right. It's one of the things I scream about on the show all the time, about getting involved. I don't care, you know, you look at the time frame, you look at the time you have, you look at what really touches your heart, and if it's education, head out to one of the school board meetings. Get involved there. Get involved at your local school. If you help a school board member get elected and they don't do the job, help them get unelected. You know, they need to know that the community's watching and you're willing to take them on. And you two as a team, I wouldn't want to wrestle you two, seriously.
Listen, the thing, Joe, is that you've got to be informed and you've got to really know. When you look at fake news like a CNN and MSNBC, you're not going to get what really happens. You're not going to know what really happens in your community. And I also want to make sure that we talk about...
You have to pause, though, because we have to go for a break. We believe in capitalism here. I'm Joe Messina, your host, Anna Maga, and that guy that's mad from Texas will be on with us right after this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end.
Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Let's not waste their time, or my time, really, or your time, for that matter. Let's bring them back on, because I'm having a good time with them. Anna MAGA and our mad black conservative man from Texas, Corey Duncan, joins us as he does the kickoff the week. Oh, you took your hat off to me. Did you tip it to her or me?
Not to you.
I'm sorry, we can't hear them anymore. We'll have to disconnect now. But, you know, the beauty is we kind of joke, and you guys know I do this all the time because I'm trying to prove a point. I am so tired of letting the left away get away with a mantra that they put out there. Now, Anna, you were at CPAC, well, you weren't with me, but you were at CPAC and we met up there, right?
That's correct.
So you saw the energy, and I was joking because when I looked at my interviews when I was all done, and wasn't planned this way, my interviews were 80% black people. And I was making jokes going, wait a minute, I thought CPAC were for old, stuck-up white folks. There shouldn't be anybody of color here. There shouldn't be any Asians or Latinas or anything like that, because this is a white man's event. But yeah, you saw it, though. I mean, you saw the energy, and people were working together, and they were getting along, and they were there to support the cause, if you would, and Trump and Pence, right?
Amen. Amen. Listen, I first of all, let me tell you this. This was my first CPAC in person. I've always watched it online, and it's always been wonderful. But it was my first CPAC that I actually attended, and I was shocked. And I think you can see in the videos that I put out at the fact that, you know, we had so many races, colors, and creeds in there. I can tell you that, yes, a lot of those people were from the minorities that we want to call them, right? I saw Indians. I saw, of course, lots of Latins and Blacks. But it was not what I expected, to be honest with you. I expected what you're talking about. The, you know, the white, Anglo, you know, very stiff, you know, type of audience. And it was far from that. It was an upbeat, crazy, cheering audience full of young people, too. Let's not forget that. I think they had tons and thousands of young people, to the point that I was shocked that we had so many young people that were actually so involved in the movement. And I can only tell you that because I live in a blue county, and our kids are really not involved in politics. And if they are, they are on the left. You know, they're always on the liberal side, the marches and the walkouts and the no more guns and that we hate Trump people. But it was so refreshing to see every type of ethnicity in there and every type of age, because we saw people that were in wheelchairs, that were older, as well as I saw kids that were 3 or 4 years old walking around. So it was a wonderful experience, and you're right. It was everything it was pepped up to be, and then some.
Oh, yeah, and again, we almost, maybe next year, we might be able to get Corey there. What do you think? We got him close. We couldn't quite get him in.
I think, Joe, next year he is going, whether he likes it or not. Told him I'm not going to be alone anymore. He's got to go.
We're going to get him on the panel. We're going to get him on a panel.
I will definitely not miss next year because I'll be retired. By that time, because guess what? All of my friends that's at work years that's watching this video or that's watching this feed knows that my retirement is coming up and I'm retiring.
Are they getting excited? Are they?
Oh, let me tell you something. I heard somebody say they're going to rent the Clydesdales as a parade. So when I leave, I get the you know what out of town. Chime in on that is the fact that I will have plenty of time, and I'm going to really give the liberals and the deep state problems and issues once that happens. I know a lot of people know we're switching over to SiriusXM. I'm inviting Joe to join us in our late summer, probably around September, because of the scheduling situation on our SiriusXM. Not only that, we have to take and stay involved and get involved and stay involved. And that's just one of the big things that we have to touch these millennials. I have a grassroots conservative workshop that I'm having in Nine Acres of the Duncan Ranch down in Katy, Texas, out right outside of Houston. So if you come in, you're flying to Houston Hobby, we'll make sure you get out to the ranch the July 23rd, July the 28th. And we're going to be mentoring young men, young women, not only that, young voters, because that's who we need to get in touch with instead of sitting up worrying about these other people. We need to get in touch with these millennials, because they're the ones that are doing all of the protesting because they still live in mommy house and daddy basement or whatever like that. So that's the ones we need to get in touch with and not only talk at them, we need to talk to them and also to explain about patriotism and everything else, because it's not being taught in our local schools at all. The only black history and minority history is being taught, and not the preservation of what people like myself and other people have given the ultimate sacrifice for.
Amen to that.
You know, you're right. And you know, you and I have talked about this, and we talked a little bit about during the break, where I recently started a nonprofit. I've been working on it for a long time, but I recently started a nonprofit to teach young men how to be men, to teach young men and women how to take their proper places in a community, how to get involved, how to make sure that your community is strong and solid, morally straight. And we need more people like you, like myself, like Anna, stepping up and saying, okay, young man, young woman, whatever, What you're doing is wrong. Let me teach you how to really be an asset in your community, how to make life better for you and your kids and maybe your grandkids or whatever. But we, up to this point, I think, a lot of us have been afraid to do that. I've never been afraid to do it, but I've been ridiculed. But you're doing the right thing. And people need to support you. They need to support me, obviously, but they need to support you as well. Because if you're willing to, I mean, this is not an easy task. If you're willing to take these people under your wing, these young people, and work with them, that's a God thing. That's a blessing. They don't know. So what would you say to these people? What would you say to people who think that, you know, in their community it's over? Because it's, you and I both know it's never really over. We thought it was over when Obama got his second term. It's never really over, is it?
Well, no, the thing of it is, that's why I want a lot of ex-soldiers, first responders, people of everyday walks of life that are succeeding and living the American dream. I'm not putting my family on a pedestal, but I got three that's getting ready to graduate, and two are going to college, and one is already over in Spain as we speak, starting her pro career playing basketball. I want my daughter, Cornessa, to come back and speak to a lot of these young children and young kids and let them know, not just about bouncing the ball or hitting the ball, but it's about education, and also that the American dream is alive in you, it's alive in your parents, but you have to take and get on the ball about it. It's a means of opportunity. It's racism in all races. I'm sick of hearing about that. The thing of it is that whatever is that the Almighty God has planned for you, it doesn't matter who or what they do, because me and Anna are testimonies today, and then my daughter, Cornessa, when she comes back from Spain this summer, I want her to be especially the one that I want a keynote speaker. She's already speaking well, and I want her to speak to all of these young people that claim that the dream is gone and this and that. No, it's not. It's because you have people that give up on the dream and they give up on yourself, and it all starts with this. Look at yourself in the mirror as a man and as a woman, because at the end of the day, that's who's going to be held accountable.
Amen.
For all that you do is your own self.
Yep.
Well,
own self,
see, now I know you're lying to me, because only Democrats help out minorities. I mean, Republicans don't. You can't make it without help from the Democrat Party. Didn't somebody tell you that?
Yeah, well, Lyndon Johnson told us that, too. He said, if I can get all of them, you know, who's to vote for, they'll be voting for us for years. But, you know, the liberal mind thought is to have that pacified thing of minorities or the peasants, especially black folks. Black folks want everything easy, and not all of them, but the majority of them want everything easy. As long as you give free and take away from someone else, that robbing. That's why I always knew that Barack Obama was a fake and a phony with that robbing the rich, giving to the poor jazz or whatever like that. You know, you see people and they, you know, you can look at some people and just be like, no, man, there's something wrong with this guy. But one thing I want to tell everyone is the fact that we need to start getting involved and staying involved and stop being Facebook warriors. Joe, me, Anna, another young lady I want you to meet one day, Joe, Lucretia Hughes, is a testimony to all that we have talked about tonight. And she's doing things, and she don't have a budget. She don't have the budget that Corey Duncan has. And she is giving rallies and doing things and don't even have a budget. And she got people showing up in groves. And my whole thing with this, you know, how can you not? That's America. That is black and minority Americana right there. I'm sorry.
All right, hey, you got to stop. Tell people really quick. You got 15 seconds. Tell them where they can find you, too.
Anna America on Facebook.
I know. Corey Black Conservative on Facebook. Corey Press Duncan on Twitter. Remember, get involved. Stay involved. Always watch Straight Talk with the Mad Black Conservative, Corey Duncan, or our new show, Corey and Anna. Coming to you soon.
Always a pleasure. Hey, guys, come back at the top of the hour. You're very welcome. Come back at the top of the hour, because how much hate does it take for a sheriff not to allow body armor to be bought for their officers, right? Seriously. I'm sure they love everybody. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.